Welcome to the Washington page. Today I talked to Washington Public Library Director Debbie Stanton about what's coming up this month.
We have some specialty programs in the month and then some kind of recurring things. So I thought we'd start by maybe just going through a standard week and talking about some of the regular things that'll be happening in February. So Mondays we will start out the week with a Chill and Chat program. And that's for teenagers, so it's a young adult program. It's from 4 to 5 p.m., and it's basically a time just to sit and talk. YA librarian Leanne has kind of said that she's gotten a lot of feedback from teens that, like, they feel like because they're on their cell phones so much, they're in Facebook so much, they miss just talking to other people. And she was kind of surprised by that, but that's really what they wanted to do, is just, like, sit around and talk. And so she just decided to do a program totally based on that. So she'll have basically like one serious topic and then kind of a silly topic and then really just let the conversation go from there. So kind of a neat social activity for teens. Tuesdays is continuing drama club. It started during January and it's for 3rd through 5th graders and from 4 to 5 p.m. So it's an after school program. And it's basically a chance just to learn about some drama skills. They get to practice skits and everything like that in a really no pressure area. So it's not like they're going in front of the public and presenting their presentations or you know, doing some monologue or something. They really just get to practice building skills. And a lot of the drama teachers in the school have been involved with Dawn Rufnak, who's running the program. And so they're kind of helping him out with that as well. Thursdays is a regular program we've been doing for quite a number of years. It's called We Read, and it's for toddlers. So it's like a story time for the littler set, and then an adult that would stay with them in the program. And that's at 10:30 a.m. with Jolisa Widener, our children's librarian. And then Fridays is a new program, and it's actually for the preschoolers. So 9:30 in the library is kind of a regular story time. But she's tied in with the YMCA to do kind of a gym program. They're calling it Run and Read. And so 8:30 is when you run. 8:30 a.m., kids and their parents meet at the Y, and they can run around, have fun. They do a bunch of gym activities. And then at 9:30, they come to the library to sit and have a really fun story time with Jolisa. So those are some of the regular things that'll be happening during the week in February.
Well, good deal. And it's Fiber Arts February, right?
That's right. So some of the special events for Fiber Arts February. On Friday, February 1st will be the first one. It's a knit-along, and it's with Christy Meter, who lives in kind of the Grace Hill area. She's a very good knitter and very good at teaching people. And so basically anyone with basic skills, intermediate skills, can knit along with her. And that's from 7 to 8 p.m. And then Leanne is doing it's called My Funny Fiber Valentine Workshop. It's basically embroidering, like doing embroidery on cards. So embroidery on cardstock to make Valentine's cards. And that'll be Saturday, February 9th from 1 to 3 p.m. And Mike Zaws, who's local historian, most people recognize his name. He knows a lot of history about cloth sacks, like feed sacks, and how people have used them throughout the years. And so on Saturday, February 23rd from 3 to 5 p.m., he's going to do a program for the Fiber Arts set and just all about Iowa history in a cloth bag. So it'll be really interesting to hear what he has to say.
Absolutely. Well, February, anything else going on?
Part of Fiber Arts February, but instead of being an all-ages program, which most of those are, Leanne's doing a teen program on Monday, February 28th. From 6:30 to 8 p.m., and it's called Recycled Runway. And so it's basically like the teens will come in, and we have a mannequin in the library that we got from Jazz It Up when they were going to get rid of it. And they get to design their own like crazy recycled clothes on the mannequin. And then, so that's February 28th.
That was my conversation with Washington Public Library Director Debbie Stanton. For today's Washington Page, I'm Nathan Swenson.